Okay, and welcome to Ask an Astronomer, the segment where we put your questions to Dr. Tim O'Brien. So thanks for answering questions again, being in the firing line.
That's all right.
The first question is very simple. How many stars are there in the universe?
Okay, a very easy question
It's a simple question.
to
Easy one to start us off.
answer. Right. Well, the way to work this out is to first of all remember that stars are grouped together in large groupings that we call galaxies. And our galaxy is the Milky Way galaxy, and it's a fairly typical one. In a galaxy like the Milky Way, there are maybe 100,000 million stars.
100,000 million stars.
That's right. There's
Okay.
100 billion in new units. So that's basically a one followed by 11 zeros, if you can think about that number, writing that number down. So it's quite a large number of stars, even in one galaxy.
And that would
Now,
be that's in a galaxy like our own, in the
that's
Milky
enough.
Way.
Absolutely.
But not all the galaxies are the same, are they?
No, that's true. There are some galaxies that are larger and some galaxies that are smaller. I think if we were working for working out this calculation, we can probably take the Milky Way as a fairly typical size, just to give us a way of doing the calculation.
Okay, that's simple. Good.
Okay, and then what we want to do is think about the fact that, in fact, our Milky Way galaxy is not the only galaxy in the universe. There are many other galaxies in there, so we need some estimate of how many galaxies there are in the universe. One of the ways in which that's been done is to use the Hubble Space Telescope to say take a very long exposure photograph of a small section of sky and count the galaxies in it, and then you could imagine multiplying up that number across the whole sky to try and get an estimate for how many galaxies there might be in the universe. That's one way of thinking about it,
Okay.
and the number that comes out from that is actually very similar. It's actually that there's about 100,000 million galaxies in the universe. So
So there are as many galaxies in the universe as there are stars in one galaxy.
absolutely, that's right. So in fact, you have to multiply those two numbers together then to get the answer for how many stars there are in the universe. So you have to multiply 100,000 million by 100,000 million.
Which is?
The answer to that is one followed by 22 zeros.
One followed by 22 zeros. So that's a fun thing to do on a Sunday afternoon, is just get a pen and a piece of paper and write down one and 22 zeros. And that's the number of stars in our universe.
That's right. It's actually 10,000 billion billion stars.
10,000 billion billion stars in our universe. There you go. Thank you very much.
No
Perfect
problem.
answer. The next question in our Ask an Astronomer for this month is, how long will it take for the two Magellanic clouds to collide and merge with our Milky Way galaxy? That's a tough question.
Right, okay, I think we need to set up the scene a little bit here. And
Yes.
first of all, perhaps answer the question, what are the Magellanic Clouds, if you
What are
can?
the Magellanic clouds? Yes.
Yeah, okay, so in fact, the name originates from Magellan. And Magellan was it's Ferdinand Magellan, who was the Portuguese explorer. And what he's famous for is being, or at least he led a team that were the first Europeans, the first people to circumnavigate the globe. And in that voyage, they travelled through the southern oceans.
So they went
So
very far south.
that's right, to make it round, round the bottom of the globe there, to when they were circumnavigating it. So what was in one of the interesting things that happened on that voyage was they obviously looked at the southern skies. They were the first Europeans to make a sort of study of what they could see in the southern skies. And one of the interesting things they saw there were these so-called Magellanic clouds, which looked like clouds in the night sky, fuzzy objects. In fact, there are two galaxies, two dwarf galaxies, rather close to our Milky Way, sort of orbiting the Milky Way, in fact. About the large Magellanic cloud is about a tenth the mass of the Milky Way galaxy, so about a tenth the number of stars, so
Right,
it's much
so
smaller.
these are small companion galaxies to the Milky Way,
That's right.
orbiting the Milky Way.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. So the question was about those. When are they going to merge with the Milky Way? They're going to collide and merge with the Milky Way. I think the answer to that is actually that that's not really going to happen. They're actually sort of on an orbit around the Milky Way, if you like. And in particular, radio astronomers, in fact, have done some studies of this even relatively recently, using receivers on their telescopes that are sensitive to radiation from hydrogen atoms, which lie between the stars. And with that, you can see that, in fact, these Magellanic clouds are basically being torn apart. by the gravitational force of the Milky Way. So they've sort of been ripped apart. So in fact, I think before one could think about them colliding and merging with the Milky Way, actually what's happening is the Milky Way is sort of destroying these
right.
little neighbour galaxies.
That's not very friendly, is it? Not very neighbourly.
Not very neighbourly at all, I'm afraid. But that's the fate of the Magellanic Cloud.
You get too close to the Milky Way and you get ripped apart.
Right,
I see. So the galaxies themselves, these Magellanic Clouds, how many are there?
There's two of them.
There's two.
Yeah, there's the small Magellanic Cloud and the large Magellanic Cloud. And they're two of the larger, the so-called dwarf irregulars.
Irregulars.
Which is, again, not particularly nice for them to be irregular galaxies. And it's basically because they've got the two main types of galaxy are the spiral galaxy and the elliptical galaxy. The spirals are sort of disc-like. They're like a flattened disc with spiral arms, and the Milky Way is one of those. And we also got elliptical galaxies that we think are made by spiral galaxies colliding. And then you get this sort of almost like a rugby ball type distribution of stars that are sort of on random orbits around the centre rather than being in a disc. But these are so-called irregulars. They don't fit into either. They're not really big enough to be these sort of disk galaxies like the Milky Way.
They don't have a definite shape like a spiral or a rugby ball elliptical galaxy.
That's right, yeah. They're just sort of random distribution of stars, really.
So the answer is, to the question, how long will it take for these two Magellanic Clouds to collide and merge with our Milky Way galaxy is never.
Yeah.
They will never merge.
Yeah, they're basically
slowly
being ripped apart. Yeah.
Ripped apart.
Yeah. I mean, there is a sort of corollary to that, which is that there is a galaxy which is going to collide and merge with our Milky Way galaxy, and that's the Andromeda galaxy, which is our nearest large companion spiral galaxy. It's actually about 2 million light years away. So the light that we see from it has taken 2 million years to get here.
Right.
You can actually see that with the naked eye, so without the aid of a telescope. And it's actually the most distant thing you can see with the naked eye. So if you're interested in, somebody says, how far can you see? In fact, you can see 2 million light years away, and in fact, 2 million light years into the past by finding the Andromeda galaxy in the constellation of Andromeda. That's actually heading towards us at about 500,000 kilometres an hour.
That's a fair clip.
Yes, it's racing along towards us. That's very high speed, but it's a long way away. So it's going to take a while for it to get here. It will, in fact, if you work out the numbers, take about 3 billion years.
3 billion years. It sounds like an awfully long time, but on the scale of things, that's actually quite soon, really, isn't it?
On an astronomical scale, that's sometimes quite surprising, actually, when you realise that that's the case, because we're often used to couching sort of these sort of things in terms of how long is it going to be before the sun dies, the sun expands to become a red giant. And the answer to that is 5 billion years. So it's very interesting to imagine that, in fact, our Milky Way galaxy is going to collide with another galaxy of a similar size before the sun dies. So, you know, if anything like us is living on a planet orbiting the sun around that time, we'll actually see this giant galaxy gradually. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's going to fill the whole sky. You'll basically get two Milky Ways.
An awesome yet somewhat disturbing thought.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, I mean, the interesting thing there is that when they do collide, you know, you sort of have this picture in your head that maybe stars are going to smash into each other.
Mm. Is that possible?
Well, it's possible, but in fact it's quite unlikely, because
right.
it turns out that the gaps between stars are so huge compared to the size of the stars themselves that the chances are that when two galaxies collide, they actually go through each other. They effectively pass through each other.
So fit together like two sort of cones, perhaps, I say, sort of fitting
together. Yeah, that's right. So the stars are just going to head between the gaps between the stars and the other galaxies, so it all just passes through each other. Now, that doesn't mean to say they just go through each other and then head on the Milky Way off into space, separating again, because what will happen is that the force of gravity between the two will be such that the stars will sort of loop around each other. And so the galaxies end up in orbit around one another, and then maybe they close back together and pass through one another again. And over a period of about a billion years after the initial collision, the two galaxies will actually merge. And what we think you'll get as a result of that, sort of our computer calculations indicate that what you get as a result of that is an elliptical galaxy.
So you get two spiral galaxies turning into one elliptical galaxy by merging together.
Absolutely, yeah. Hmm. And so when we look around in the sky and we see elliptical galaxies, that is our current idea concerning the origin of elliptical galaxies, is that they're made from the merger of spiral galaxies.
Fascinating. Well, thank you very much to Tim O'Brien. Thank you for answering these questions
No
again for
problem.
us. And you can ask your questions, send email to jodcastaskanastronomer, that's one word, at jb.man.ac.uk. That's jodcastaskanastronomer at jb.man.ac.uk. Just remains for me to thank Tim O'Brien once again. Thank you very much.
No problem.
And send those questions in and we'll answer them. Bye for now.